W1 Delta Whiskey Juliet, W1 DWJ in Greenville, South Carolina.
WJ and 4ZLK, good morning. WJ and 4ZLK. ZLK.
Okay, K and 4VWA. What's happening, Shane?
I guess I'm getting out. How are you today?
Now, that thing sounds great.
Yo, it is.
You love it. Now, hey, what antenna have you got on that?
Mold that I built a while ago. It works both on 2 meter and 440, so it's perfect.
There you go. So, where are you at home?
I'm getting ready to call my mother, and I heard that guy identify. So I flipped over to, I had the HT on, I flipped over to this radio, but he must change frequencies.
I need to buy myself a new HT, and I've been talking to everybody, and I'm leaning towards Yaesu. What kind of HT you got?
Yaesu FT4X. It's a dual bander. It's kind of small. It's perfect size, actually. I've got a couple of them a couple years ago, or last year, I think. They're about $75 at the time a piece. They're great little radios. Power settings, I think a half a watt, 1 watt, or maybe 2 watts, and then 5. I think that's how it goes. Or maybe a milliwatt. They're not fancy, just a basic radio, but they're very durable.
Audio on them.
But, I carry it around the house all the time when I'm here doing stuff and leave it on. I'll either listen to commercial radio or, the repeaters.
That's good. Well, I may just consider that one. So you've dropped it a few times. You say it's durable. You've dropped it a few times, and it's hung in there.
I don't know if I've dropped it, per se, but I've just had it for, I know it's been 2 years at least, and I carry it with me. Sometimes I'll carry it to work if I don't, if my tractor with the radio's in the shop. I carry it around with me all the time. You know, if I go hiking, that kind of thing. Never had an issue with it.
Well, now, has it got a pretty good battery life? I had that Anytone 878. Man, that thing would last three or four days.
Steve, this will last a very long time. I remember sitting downtown off East 4th Street, talked to Dave on the repeater for a while. I've used it a lot. I don't feel like I'm charging it all the time. Maybe as it wears out, it'll get that way. But on the receive side of it, I'll go weeks with it. Now, that's not being on 24 hours a day. That's just turning it on when I'm home and carrying it around.
Yeah, that sounds good. Which model is that?
The FT4X. I think they make a 6X, which is a little bigger, may do more. You know, it doesn't have any of the better touch screen or anything like that, but I'm happy with it.
All right. Well, good enough. Yeah, just a good, solid, basic radio. But now listen, when you want to go from one repeater to, say, a simplex frequency, how is it to shift over? Is it you got to go through a bunch of junk?
Yep, it's got dual VFOs. It doesn't receive dually. It's actually got three settings. You just push a button 3 times, and it'll change to 3 different memory settings, you can have a memory setting on, this is how I have it. I have a memory setting on one, and then the other two are simplex, and you just hit one button, and you're switching between the three of them, and then from there, you can program or scroll through memories that you might have there.
Just it. When I want to go from 2 meter, a memory 2 meter, to say I'm going to pick a frequency for simplex right out of the air, and I want to do 145.15. how difficult is it to go to that 145.15?
Just hit one little button, and then just you can punch in the frequency on the keyboard on the front of the screen, and it'll go right to it.
Ah, that's what I like to hear. Okay. All right. Some of these radios, you got to, you know, you got a single knob that you run the frequency up and down with, and you can't direct input the frequency and all that good stuff. They're just a pain. That Anytone was kind of like that. Okay, that sounds like a pretty good radio. I'm gonna have to check that out. And how long have you had that one?
Years. I can't remember exactly when. I know it's got to be at least 2 years now.
Well, are there any drawbacks to it that you know of, that you've run across?
I mean, I've used it mobile, you know, just with the rubber duck that's on it. And, you know, obviously I know that it's not going to have the coverage of the, you know, the roof-mounted antenna. So I haven't thought, oh, I can't get in, it's a drawback. I just expect that from an HT. So that's the only thing I could think of. Obviously it's not going to have the coverage when you're, you know, of a base station or a mobile.
Saying, yeah, okay. Well, cool. All right. Well, good enough, bud. I appreciate the recommendation. And I'll be checking into that one here in the next day or so. So, that sounds good. All right, well, what else is going on? Anything good?
This week, so that's good. And I just looked up, I remember I bought them when my son-in-law got his license. I gave him one kind of as a congratulations present. And he got his license in December of 2017. So that's more than 5 years now I've had them. I didn't realize it'd been that long.
You know, I forgot. Years isn't until we have to renew.
License.
My license may outlast me.
Actually, you can go 12 years. You just can't transmit the last 2 years because it expires, but you have 2 years to renew it.
License for transmitting is like 7 or 8 years then.
No, 10 years to transmit, but you have 2 extra years once it expires. You have 2 years after it expires to be able to renew it and keep the same license.
Okay. All right. Well, so when are you going to get you a vanity?
For the bathroom? I've got them. There's a nice mirrored one there in the guest bathroom, and we've got a big one in our bathroom. Is that what you're talking about?
There's one in every crowd. I tell you what, and I'm talking to both of them. No, you know what I'm talking about, a vanity call sign.
Call sign. It was my father-in-law's. And he passed away about maybe a year before they came out with the Vanity program. And as soon as I was able to, within the first year they came out with the Vanity program, I was able to get this since he was a family member.
Ah, okay. Well, now, were you able to get that as a general, or are you an extra now?
A technician class license. Back when there was the novice, tech, general, extra, advanced. And so I already had my technician class license from originally. I had the code. Oh, well, I got the novice and then I got the tech. So it was available to me because I was a tech plus at the time when they came out with it.
Well, why? But I was thinking that a 1x3... You had to be either a general or an extra to get a 1x3. Is that right?
I think now, with just the three classes, if you just have a tech license, you are not eligible for a 1x3 until you get your general. But at the time, they were issuing the 1x3s to the technician class licenses because that was already your second class of license at that time.
Okay. Well, all right, so as a general, then, I'm eligible for a 1x3?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, the 1x3, you can't do a 2x2 or a 2x1, but as a general, but you can a 1x3.
Yep, okay. All right. Good enough. Well, that's cool. That's real cool. So you got the one that you wanted, bud. That's real good.
He was a really nice man. I enjoyed getting to know him the few years that we had with him, or I had with him, and it just was a way of honoring him. Anyway, but let me go. Good to talk to you. I need to call my mother, and then we got to run some errands. I just heard that gentleman call, and I wanted to at least acknowledge him. Hope you have a good day, Steve. Good to hear you. N4ZLK.
In there, just wanted to say hey. So, and thank you for the recommendation on the HT. Not that much about their handhelds, so. All right, bud. 73s, K and 4, BWA, mobile.